Good morning. Welcome to FitHappier. November is almost upon us, and for over 15 years, the month has seen moustaches sprouting across the country in support of men's health. It's now a worldwide event. Movember campaigns started right here in Australia, with first donations going towards prostate cancer, which remains the most common cancer amongst men in WA. While it's easy to brush off as an old man's disease, it's never too early to be aware of the signs, risk factors, and to look after your health. With us today, we have Erica, a clinical nurse in urology at Fiona Stanley Hospital. Welcome, Erica. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking me to join today and talk about Movember and more specifically about prostate cancer.
Yeah, it's important. It's important to get that awareness out there, to have it happening. And obviously, we found prostate cancer in the area of urology. So what brought you into the urology area?
Yes, so in my nursing career, I've worked in a few different specialities. And I must say, I worked in urology for a few years now, and this is definitely became my passion. I was fortunate to start in Fiona Stanley when the hospital opened a few years ago. And then the other huge milestone for us in Fiona Stanley is we started with robotic prostatectomy surgeries in 2018. I'm still involved in this program, and we are now one of the biggest public centers in Australia performing this kind of surgery for prostate cancer.
What are some of the risks for prostate cancer? What are the risk factors? What's happening when someone is getting diagnosed with that or looking to wonder about what could happen if they do?
Yeah, so the main risk factor for prostate cancer is a direct family history of prostate cancer. And obviously, another risk factor is all men, because all men has got prostates. It is important for me to put it out there that prostate cancer is not a disease that is only appearing in men when they are much older. It does happen to all men and at all ages. One of the risk factors definitely for prostate cancer is that if men are taking testosterone supplements. It is also important to mention that prostate cancer is less likely to be a lifestyle-related condition. In other words, it's not a cancer caused by diet, by obesity, by drinking or smoking. It is, unfortunately, a cancer that is caused by hormones. Therefore, awareness and screening for prostate cancer is the best approach.
What symptoms are people looking for when they're experiencing it?
And again, that does not make prostate cancer and the diagnosis of prostate cancer very easy, because there's no symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone is looking to get diagnosed, or maybe they have signs of prostate cancer, or they're worried about tenderness or soreness, or something has alerted them, what would there be any signs, anything that could alert them to it? Or is it simply a case of you get checked every few years?
So there are symptoms, and they are pain when you urinate, blood in urine, blood in sperm, back pain, bone pain and weight loss. But I'm getting back to what I've just said. Most men are getting diagnosed with prostate cancer by regular screening rather than symptoms.
Aha. So if someone goes to the doctor, they get one of their regular screenings. What can they expect from that screening?
Yeah, it's very simple. GPs will do a very simple PSA blood test. It is a good habit to get into by getting that done every year. The GP will also, perform a little bit of an assessment about your family history and the rest of your history. If there is a high or elevated PSA reading, the GP will do a referral to a hospital to further investigate this finding.
How, if that happens?
Yes, so a GP does referrals, and then and investigations for prostate cancer happens in hospitals, which is doing a little bit more imaging to look at the prostate and a possible biopsy to further investigate. On this point, it is very important to mention that a high or elevated or abnormal PSA reading does not necessarily mean that you've got prostate cancer. It can be related to just a normal enlarged prostate, which can be treated with a type of medication. But it is still important that everyone needs to be investigated if there is a little bit of an abnormal reading in your PSA.
If that abnormal reading goes forwards and it is something that comes back as positive for prostate cancer, how is that treated?
Yeah, it's a great question for a nurse, and a nurse specifically working in prostate cancer care. I want to start answering this question by saying that in prostate cancer treatment, it is important to look at the person as well as the diagnosis. So in other words, it is very important to look at the circumstances that the person is in when we select a treatment option. So getting to your question, and the clinical question is, if prostate cancer is still contained within the prostate gland, in other words, it's been detected early, then we've got a few treatment options. Number one, we watch the prostate cancer in certain patients. In other words, we would carefully monitor that cancer before we start treatment. Number two, surgery. We remove the prostate gland to remove the cancer in the prostate. And number three, radiotherapy, and that is treatment with radiotherapy beams to the prostate to treat the cancer. If the cancer is not caught that early, there are other treatment options for this cancer. The treatments are hormone therapy, radiotherapy, and a few other treatments that are combined in this treatment. So the main message in treatment of prostate cancer is there's a team of health professionals which will support, assist, and navigate you and your family through this prostate cancer journey.
So it's not something to be scared of. It's well-equipped, well-supported, well-informed, and it's something that definitely people should go out and do every year, right?
Exactly. And the key, really, because there's no symptoms, is really get checked and again, start talking about prostate cancer to your mates and to everyone to get checked for prostate cancer.
Yeah, remind your friends, talk to them, bring it up. It's not something that needs to be taboo or something that needs to be shameful. It's important. It's a health matter. It's necessary. But not everyone can grow a mustache this November in support and in care. What else can we do to raise awareness?
Yeah, so it is. Thank you for mentioning this. The urology department in Fiona Stanley is fully on board this year with the Movember initiative in a little bit of a different way. What is that? We are still in our hospitals wearing masks. We are in Fiona Stanley at the entrance encouraging everyone to find the moustache, whether to stick it on or draw it on your mask and donate to this beautiful initiative for dads, brothers, sons, males in our lives. We're very excited about that. We call this in our hospital, Mow My Mask.
So So people are getting crafty. They're getting creative. They're drawing all sorts of... I want a pink one. I think I'd have a pink moustache on my mask.
And that's the great thing. So there's no females can get on board as well.
Yeah, everyone can get involved. Draw a Movember Mo on your mask, everybody. So where can we find out more information about not only Movember, but prostate cancer awareness?
I just want to mention testicular cancer as well. Please, if you feel any testicular abnormality, lump or hardness, do not wait. Please see your GP immediately and get investigated for that as well.
Absolutely. The same thing goes. Talk to your friends. Go see your GP. Yeah, don't be scared.
So information, local GP, local PCFA nurses in our community, Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, and the Cancer Council of WA and WA Health, Healthy WA.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Erica, and taking some time out of your day to make sure we get that awareness out and about and get ready for Movember.
Yeah, thank you, and mow my mask.
Mow my mask. Absolutely. Thank you. That was Erica from Fiona Stanley, a clinical nurse consultant in urology at Fiona Stanley Hospital. If you want to find out more information, as she said, absolutely go to healthywa.wa.gov.au. For Movember, go to movember.com and get those mows going. Yeah, like she said, draw a pink one on. You know, I mean, like I said, get a pink one on there. Do whatever you need to.